sharpening.
I know. Don't you like the sound quality? I was like, wow, this is, it is. It's so cool. I was like, wow. So I was starting to say that the other night as I was going through these thoughts and processing, you know, I thought like, geez, well, if I can't sleep and I can't, you know, I don't want to talk to anybody right now about this, maybe I should just get up and do a recording on a podcast. Right. So when you said just now, hey, let's do one, I was like tickled because I just felt like, you know, sometimes that's really the way it just needs to be, spontaneous. Here's another confirmation of that thought. One of my favorite songs from Beyonce, Drunk in Love, she said they were at the studio. They were just messing around. And she did the hook. Drunk in love. and it was just out of fun and spontaneous, right, and being silly, like, but authentic. And I think that's
your
the
true
way that
self, right?
The creativity that reaches people and connects with people is in your authentic, let it rip.
Yep. I think you're right.
So, I was starting to say about this idea around your thoughts and thinking.
Yeah.
And if you happen to be a Christian, you might call it, you know, your mind being under attack. Satan is after your mind.
You said you found the Joyce Meyer. We like Joyce Meyer. Big ups to Joyce.
Big ups to Joyce. Joyce don't play. Joyce don't play.
But we also correlated some of the Joyce with the healing your body A to Z Louise Hay, which has been talked about in the past for mental causes for physical illness. And it all is interesting, right? So it's like, so you're saying you run these negative thought patterns as like a program, and then and then maybe your body eventually manifests some of that in the reality.
Because your cells are always listening.
Yes,
yes they are. And your thoughts, they dictate your behaviors, your attitudes, your moods. And if you're not aware, you might start to let these tides, you know, the tides of your mind, your energy states take over.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that.
No.
So this idea of being diligent in paying attention to your thoughts and deciding when and how to discard them and developing that muscle of like, right, oh, no. Like you're swiping, you know, like swiping through a Rolodex or something, like, you know, because
or Tinder, right? Like good good thought. That thought.
Mary, I don't even know
that
what happens in Tinder.
Fun, but that's not
it, right? Ain't cool. She ain't cool. He ain't cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it is true. You even stated, I think, too, there's this factoid, I don't know if we have the source, but it's a factoid, that like 60, 70, 80%, some big number you said was your thoughts are negative, bad.
Oh, I did say that. It is true. Yeah, right? They are negative. And we should actually look that up. I could shift over and Google that right now. But there's a huge percentage of the thoughts, and if you want to, we could look it up and research what they have quantified the number of thoughts that a person might have in a day. And even they talk about people, that are super successful, like Steve Jobs,
big up iPhone,
his wardrobe to big up iPhone, narrowing down. I'm addicted to my crack phone too. I love it. I can't get enough of it. Like, and I feel like they keep doing more and more to help me.
Making it easier for us to
love it more.
Anyway, sidebar.
So, sidebar. But back to what I was saying, these thoughts. So if you know you have a certain number of thoughts, you want to be diligent about the thoughts that become your most predominant, because those become your habits, your habitual ways of thinking. Your habitual ways of thinking become your habitual ways of behaving without even realizing it. And I think the number is something like 40% of what a person does in a given day is habitual. So don't we want to really be diligent about our habits and maybe we want to really be in healthy, habitual ways of thinking and being and processing. Yeah, you know, like it's like a muscle and the gym.
Well, you always are so good, queen, you know, about giving a practice.
What? No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
Practice.
No, fuck that.
Hey,
oh,
no
hell no.
Cursing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The FCC could ban us.
Oh, my bad.
But your practices
but no, it's the truth.
Are very... Whether you, you know, take the next step and actually live your practice, which I think you do. I've seen the mats with you and the kids. But you always offer up a practice. So, hey, Erica, you feel some type of way, humble E, put your legs up the wall, lay on your back, you know, hold your hand over your heart and say, I am. What is it, the mantra? I know you know it. I am.
It depends on what you need at that moment, but always, always my favorite go-to is HHWW. I'm happy, healthy, wise, and wealthy.
Yep, okay.
And you can also add, I make excellent decisions and choices, you know. I mean, each person has to figure out what it is that they want to sow, you know, what seeds they want to sow in the garden of the mind. And practices like just being still and becoming more aware of the thoughts and the habits, like putting your legs up the wall when you feel rattled, to sort of reverse, not reverse, but to calm down your nervous system, to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, that part of you that gives you that ability to stay calm. And the more often that you can practice that, the more readily available it becomes to you. So whether you're in the grocery store, in traffic, in a heated discussion, remembering that you're doing a podcast with your friend because you were just chilling and, you know, maybe some profanity came because you was just feeling it. Yeah! But you got excited.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a good thing to talk about these things, you know, then you have to come back. And you want to have that ability to calm yourself, take a deep breath, be present, drop into the moment, to the now, you know, and those are the tools.
You know, take control. And if we bring it back to Joyce, it's really take control of that light and get the devil gone, you know? Rebuke the darkness, you know? We don't want that here. Like, we know that.
So on my end, a couple of words got garbled, but I think I heard what you were saying, which was, if we come back to Joyce Myers, we really want to rebuke and bind the devil.
Home, we want to keep that negative programming out.
See, the devil's a lie right now. I can't hear what you said.
Maybe that's our to go.
I really can't hear. There's something happening. Chat microphone in your space.